Good morning, everybody. Jeff Thompson, Friendly Fridley, Minnesota, August 30th, 2015. And as Idol says, BJ Edwards on Audio Boom says, autumn, the crisp is in the air. Yes, it is. There is a certain crisp in the air here as the winds of change blow on in. There's an artist from Brazil doing a Bob Dylan mural on a building downtown on 5th and Hennepin, I believe it is. And it's a scenic thing of about 5 photos of Robert Zimmerman, known as Bob Dylan, down there. Big famous guy, and it's a big grant from Golden Sachs or someone for the arts. So that's really cool, because me and Bob go way back. He's one of the first albums I remember buying on my own, where I actually went to the store myself on my bike, locked up the bike, went in, spent my money, and bought an album. It was Hard Rain in Budokan, I think it was. Hard Rain album by Bob Dylan. I don't know why I bought that at the time, but I know there was Give Me Shelter, Shelter from the Storm, I believe, was in that. So I thought it was really cool. So, and then I remember one time I saw Blood on the Tracks. It was the room of someone who had died falling off a mountain, and they preserved the room in a sense, but it was a guest room now. And he had a few albums, and one of the albums I remembered was Blood on the Tracks. So I made sure I got that album, and what an album. Wow. But today is a great day. It's nice and cool. We did the Mall of America yesterday, and that was really cool. And I got a little something for Mac to share with y'all. We were walking through, and I just decided to use BossShock as my recorder, and we went through the main center as a shortcut, because Lori's son, Justin, whose birthday it was, speaking of birthday, here's a little something from that.
Introduce Justin, he's turning 16 today. Come and give him a round.
Yeah, that was at Bubble Gump Shrimp Restaurant. The crew came out and sang of that. But while we were taking a shortcut through, I thought of, hey, Mac McColgan might want to listen to something here. Hey, McColgan. It's Lori and I. We're at the Mall of America.
Yes, we are.
Right in the center
of the amusement park.
Sorry, it's not in stereo.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been shopping, just been helping me out, buying shoes and pants. We went to Bubba Gump for lunch.
I am quite metrosexual, they say. Not really, but
just
here comes the roller
socks.
Here comes a roller coaster. All this inside the mall. So we took a shortcut, Lori's son Justin, it's his birthday.
16 today.
Sweet 16. Well, that's a short glimpse. Should have done a video for you, but spontaneous. To think that people went to the Mall of America and thought of McColgan.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Thanks, Justin.
Saved us a little bit of walking. Yeah.
I don't know where the crock store is, but I know it's on this side.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was that. So, the mall was quite busy, but not really that busy, probably because the state fair was going on. And, you know, people have to slice the piece of the pie of entertainment and what they do so many ways. So the majority of the people were probably at the state fair enjoying the great Minnesota get-together, the family get-together, the great get-together. And that's what we're going to do today as we prepare to make our way to the state fairgrounds, which is just over towards St. Paul. Well, it's in a suburb of St. Paul, Vandalia Heights and stuff. It's not that bad. Just down the road here, about 5-6 blocks, there's a bus station where you can park. And for $5, every half hour, the bus takes off and hauls people to the place, drops them off at this special parking lot area, corral, and you just funnel right into the state fair. And then when you're done with the state fair, you just funnel right back out, and there your bus will be leaving every half hour. So it's pretty good. It's a pretty good deal for $5 round trip. And you know, the parking over there is outrageous. Just trying to find that, you know, you got cars following people, stalking people that are walking away thinking that they're going to get in a car. You don't know where to turn. And they wait, and then we wait and wait, and then you got two cars following people. You know, it's this crazy. By the time you park, you're a mile, 2 miles away or something like that. But it's not that, well, I guess we did drive, there is some parking areas, but the bus is just so fluid. You know, you just get on it, you enjoy the conversation as you go in there, and then you're there. So that's on today's agenda. All the healthy food. Yeah. Lots of stuff there. But that's what our day has got going for us too. And big bird, I believe. Grackle? Blackbird? Something? But I gotta fill up my coffee. I'm not using cream right now. Deciding to cut back on the cream. It's fake cream. It's French vanilla, so doing it straight up. Straight up. All right. Y'all have a good day. And until next time, bye-bye.